We bring everything we've got straight to Cyrus's door, and we shove it down his throat. That way, even if we die, we know we've given this everything we have. And at least we die fighting for something we believe in. When things are good, we can go back to using our powers for midnight fights through the Aurora Borealis and kicking ass on the Ludaris field. But now, it's time to act like velociraptors.
Whoa, badass.
Fuck yeah, that movie scared me.
We'll show Cyrus only our power and our fury. Our eyes will gleam with our lust for blood, and our brows will jut forth like cliffs over the wild, raging sea.
Macy and Eden are all in, fists clenched, jaw tight. They look ready to take the head off any vampire who gets too close.
Now, tighten your jaw and take a deep breath. Draw on the most feverish wildness inside you and let it flow through your every cell, taking you to your fullest strength.
Calder must take me at my word because seconds later, she's gone full manticore, her scorpion tail curling dangerously.
We are descended from greatness. Well, except for Jackson and Hudson. Our parents have fought this battle before us, and we will not dishonor them as we pick up where they left off. We will prove we are worthy of the powers we have and the families we have come from. There is not one of you who doesn't have the magic of ages inside you, and tonight, on this field, at this moment, we will let that magic loose, and we will win.
Hell yeah, we got this.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Everyone is super pumped up, and as they clap one another on the back and walk over to the edge of the cliff, Hudson looks at me with a raised brow.
Henry the Fourth.
I shrug, then grin a little because, of course, he caught me. I had nothing. Besides, who says it better than Shakespeare?
Let's do this thing!
Eden transforms into her dragon. She takes a few steps away, then looks at Jackson and Flint as if to say, "Ready, aerial support?" Flint nods, and then everyone turns to Jackson, who looks really, really small standing next to Eden's dragon.
Think you can keep up with your telekinesis flying? The dragons are fast.
True story.
Oh. I think I can manage.
And then, out of the blue, he shifts in a blaze of shimmering colors, evolving right before our eyes from a vampire into a gorgeous amber-colored dragon.
Bloody hell. Did you know he could do that, Flint?
You mean, did I know that he's now some kind of weird vampire-dragon hybrid? Yeah, of course I knew that. I mean, who wouldn't?
Jackson, who manages to still look dark and broody even in his dragon form, just stares at Flint. Then he smiles just a little, and as he does, it's hard to miss that even as a dragon, his incisors are much longer than Flint's or Eden's. Weird dragon-vampire hybrid indeed.
Don't you think you should have probably mentioned this before?
This time, Jackson doesn't even bother to snarl. He just watches him in a way that seems to query, "Why didn't you ask?" Macy just grins like a wild woman, glancing back and forth between the two. Hudson gives me a holy shit look, but he's grinning too. I love you. If I'm about to die, that's what I need him to remember. That no matter how much shit we've been through, my love for him is something I did right.